I am William Alexander.
So, before we talk about chess, I'd like to learn something about you. I'm going to ask you a few general questions, and then you can ask me some questions too, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Only sisters.
Sisters? What are their names? Two sisters. What are their names?
Katie and Mary.
And Mary. How old are they?
Mary's in her 20s and Katie is 6.
6? Awesome. Is there anything else you can tell me about them?
Me and Katie both like playing video games. And I don't know mostly a whole bunch about me.
Okay. Do you have any pets at the house?
Yes, one.
One?
Two, actually. Blackberry and Cooper.
What are they?
A cat and a dog.
A cat and a dog. Awesome. Do you have a favorite TV show or movie?
Yes.
You want to tell me about it?
I like Star Wars.
Yeah? Which Star Wars movie is your favorite?
I don't know.
Don't know if they're all pretty good. Yeah. Do you have a favorite TV show?
Yeah, it's based on Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh, what is it?
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh, I see. Do you play Yu-Gi-Oh too, the card game?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have more than one deck.
Wow.
About 4 or 5 decks.
Yeah, do you play with friends?
Usually, he only with Katie. I can't find anyone to study.
Do you like to read books or magazines?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you have any favorite books?
No.
No? Do you like them all? Are you reading any books right now?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. What are they called?
Children of the Lamb and Ink Spell.
Yeah? What are they about?
I don't know what Ink Spell is about, but I know that Children of the Lamb is about these twins trying to figure out their power and things, and then find one, of course.
Oh, okay.
Or something like that.
That sounds exciting. Now do you want to ask me any questions?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Now I'd like to ask you about chess. How long have you played chess?
Long. I barely play. I just play either at home or at chess club.
Okay. Excuse me. How old were you when you first started to play?
I started at 10.
10? Okay. Who taught you how to play chess?
My dad, Mike, and the teacher of chess club.
Okay. Do you have a chess rating?
I don't know.
Okay.
Probably.
Do you have a chess coach or teacher?
Yeah, I don't know the name, but...
Okay, that's okay. Do you want to tell me anything about them?
Well, if we get something wrong, we'll just let us try again.
Oh, that's nice. Do you belong to a chess club?
Yeah.
Yeah? Which one?
Parker Elementary.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The one at school?
Yeah, the one at my school.
Okay. How often do you play chess in a typical week?
Pretty much once or twice a week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you play with the most?
Some of them chess club.
Yeah. Can you name any famous chess players?
No. Well, sorry, yeah. Well, they're not famous guys, but they're really good at it. Like
Mike is?
Yeah.
Who's Mike?
Mike's my next door neighbor.
Yeah. Is he a kid or an adult?
Adult.
Yeah. Do you play with him a lot?
Not very much.
Do you ever play chess on the computer?
No.
Now will you tell me why you enjoy chess?
I don't know why. I just do.
You just like it? Okay. Well, I'm not too familiar with the game of chess, and you probably know a lot more about it than I do. So I would like you to explain some things to me, if that's okay. First of all, how many people may play a game of chess at one time?
Four.
Four? I've heard of simultaneous matches. Do you know what those are?
No.
Will you tell me about the different pieces and how they're supposed to move?
Well, a king can only move once at a time, but he can only move anywhere around him as long as it doesn't put me in check.
Okay. What's check?
Check is when one piece is throwing the king.
Okay. Can you tell me anything about the other pieces and how they move?
Yeah, the queen is like the king, except she can move as many times as she wants.
Oh, yeah.
Like, across the board.
Okay.
Right across the board. And there's bishops. They can only go diagonal, same distance as queens. The horses, they have to go in an L shape, but they are the only pieces that can jump over other pieces.
The horses?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean like when there's a player attacking, you can jump over it.
Okay, you can't do that.
Yeah, that would be considered as cheating.
Oh, okay. Will you tell me about the goals of chess? In other words, what the players are trying to do?
Get the king in check.
In check?
Checkmate, actually.
Okay. Now tell me the rules that players need to follow. In other words, tell me everything you can think about the game of chess so that someone who has never played before would know how to play.
Well, I left out the pawns and bishops when I was telling you about how they can move.
You
so the bishops are like queens, except that they can only go side to side or up and down.
Uh-huh.
And the pawns can only go straight forward, or if they're attacking, they can go diagonal.
Okay.
One space, though.
Okay. Are there any other rules you can think of that you want to tell me about?
Yeah, well, checkmate is when the king's threat is just check, except the king can't move anymore. And when your king's in check, you can't move anymore.
Okay.
Well, you can move somewhere, but you have to move somewhere.
Okay.
Where you're not in check.
Okay.
And it's illegal to move into check.
Yeah.
And I don't think I can think of any more, but I know there's a move called a pawn lover, which is two pawns diagonally or more pawns diagonally.
Yeah.
Which means which the only way to break a pawn lover is to take a piece that can go diagonal and take the first one out and keep on going until there is no more in that straight line. Or until there's only one.
Okay. Now I'd like you to tell me what a player should do in order to win the game of chess. In other words, what are some key strategies that every good player should know?
Well, there is this one strategy I like to use a lot. Well, it's a move, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pretty powerful move because you almost have well in front. Your pieces is protected every place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's set up like two the two pond in front of the queen and king, go up to the two bishops, go diagonal to the sides of the ponds, and the knights go below the bishops and then the two pawns in front of the knights go up one, so they're next to the knights.
Oh, okay.
I like to use that a lot.
Yeah. Do you know of any other strategies or ways to win the game?
Well, you can make a wall with your pawns since they're up front in front of all the other pieces as a defense move and keep on moving them up,
yeah,
but only one at a time.
Okay. Anything else you can think of?
Well, there is one old-fashioned way to win, which is either a queen or rooks that means you check, but the other piece is right on the square diagonal from it. So the king has to go downward.
Hmm.
And you keep on doing that until the king can't move anymore, and that's checkmate.
Oh, okay.
And also, there's this one thing I was going to talk about, but I forgot what it was.
If you remember later, you can tell me. How long does it usually take to play Loom of Chess?
I don't know. It depends on how good the player is.
Yeah.
Take my sister, for instance. It usually takes about a couple of minutes to beat her.
Yeah. What makes the game...
But if it's harder, it should, and you're good at it, then it should take at least an hour if both players are good.
Yeah.
Good players.
Yeah. What makes the game last a long time?
Making good moves when your opponent's making some other good moves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What makes the game end quickly?
When you want the players do good moves and the other does bad moves.
Yeah. Do you know how to use a chess clock?
Yeah. When you move a piece, tap the button on your side and it keeps on going.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're using clocks, when yours is on the 12, your enemy can flag you, which means you add automatically lose.
Really?
Yes.
And when did that happen?
When the big hand, I think, is on the 12.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember because I don't usually play like that.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to tell me about chess?
I
think so. You can tell me anything you want to about it.
Okay.
Well, thank you again for talking with me today. You've been very helpful, and I've enjoyed working with you. I want to give you this beautiful pen, and then I also have a gift certificate for Dairy Queen for you. So thank you.
Welcome.